The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so today's podcast is a hodgepodge of everything that we've had going on, right? But we do have a live podcast coming in Phoenix.
Yes.
Wednesday, September 27th, we will be recording our very first radio show live, which is a podcast for people who get paid. But anyway, we're going to be there at 6 p.m. at Fate Brewing on 7th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. If you can fly in, if you live here, whatever the case is, I want everybody to come out. I want to meet you. I want to meet your kiddos.
I'm going to DJ. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be food. It's going to be a party.
You can meet our producer, Jesus Christ. He's in the background right now. Woo! Come through. Now turn up the podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We decided earlier this year that we're not having any more kids. Me and DJ Automatic. And I decided very recently that he was going to have to get a vasectomy. Oh. And he did it. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Let's go. My name is Dana Cortez.
That's not the way I remembered it.
Yeah,
DJ Automatic.
Dude,
I remember saying, you know what? I'm going to let you get off birth control. I'm going to get a vasectomy for our family.
Look at that. That sounds a lot more like...
I really wish that we had the recording of you with the doctor telling me, I'm doing this for you. And I can't believe I'm doing this. And I can't believe I'm sitting here with my sack out.
Well, exactly. Because, first of all, mortifying to go sit in that doctor's office, pull down your pants and lay down there and then just look at your junk.
Slice you open.
Yeah, no. So first of all, the nurse comes in. Guy like manhandles my meat. Let me tell you about awkward. And he's like, okay, oh, you know what? You didn't shave your jewels enough. Let me dry shave them for you.
That's tricky,
so he just
dude.
Grabs my jewels and just starts dry shaving them.
Like with a razor or a guard?
With the razor, yes.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Automatic's face, I mean, he you know he's a white guy. Man, he was extra white. He was like, no.
So there's such thing as swimming pool shrinkage, and then there's this kind of shrinkage that I experienced during this whole little... It was weird.
Your man friend was scared. He ran away.
The turtle wanted to go back in the shell. And then to top it all off, Dana here, my wife, insisted on being in the room and watched the whole thing. She wanted to videotape it.
I did. I did want to videotape it, and Automatic said, absolutely no way. But I had a great conversation with the doctor, and one of the things he said
while he was handling my jewels.
Yeah, he was like,
awkward.
So what do you do? Blah, blah, blah.
I did not tell him what I do.
Nope.
Anyway, he did say that this is way better than a woman undergoing the surgery because it's way harder for me. I got to go under anesthesia, be out for a week.
Of course he said that. Of course he's
of course he's
slicing your husband open.
And no, it's not even a slice. It's like a prick.
And then Dana goes, it's not even that bad. You're barely even bleeding. And he turns to her and goes, don't jinx it, okay?
How are you feeling, though?
Swollen. And I now know the meaning of blue balls.
A lot of guys have the post question after. So can you get active after you?
No.
No, you got to
no,
take a
break? I'm taking it easy.
No. I've actually heard a guy say
you mean
say
active
that,
or get active?
Oh, yeah.
Like sexually active. Like,
they said it takes 3 days. And they said... clearing your pipes.
Yeah, that's what my friend said.
Yeah,
okay,
go,
see,
go,
now,
go, go,
you know,
go.
Now does it sound like a better thing I might do? I didn't know.
It was for my wife, so she's got some obligations coming up. Once these boys feel better.
Yeah, man.
Anything he asks for, I have to say yes.
Hell yeah, you do.
Part of the contract.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with National Google Day, everybody.
Hey, Google Day, let's go.
Google was invented on this day and registered as a website 25 years ago.
Think about how simple it is. It's one page, and you have an area to type your question, and that's it. They got the logo.
All right, we also have World Afro Day, so shout out to all the homies rocking afros
Let's
out
go.
There.
DJ Automatic?
Man, you got like, oh, you do that like
bro,
little...
if he lets that grow go, it's, come on, it's going.
It's poofy.
Yes.
We also got POW and MIA Recognition Day, honoring all the U.S. Army members who have remained missing in action. So please.
All right.
To them. And we'll wrap it up on Double Cheeseburger Day,
yay!
Everybody. Yes, dude. Yay!
Dana Cortez, best double cheeseburger in the game.
Whataburger, by far.
I agree. Easy.
Yeah.
You guys understand, the Big Mac is technically a double cheeseburger.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm going to have to go with the Big Mac
right there. It's good. It's top five, but Whataburger all day.
Okay.
Think about this. If you like big meat, which I do, Whataburger's the way to go.
As we go back to the beginning story.
Yeah, dude.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It always amazes me how many people have never been on an airplane, including our producer, Jesus Crust. And guess what? We have officially de-virginized him from the airplane. So now he's going to talk about his first experience on the radio. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. It's Monday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And?
And this is Jesus Crust.
Jesus Crust is a real Mexican. He got three names. I also call him Chewy.
And I call him Crust. And Otto calls him Jesus. But anyway, okay, so getting to the airport, what was that like?
Oh, my God. That was an experience for sure. My ride got there a little bit later than I'd like to be. So, like, I had about, like, roughly, like, an hour until, departure. So I thought I was
going to be getting texts from me where I was like, hey, where you at,
where
dude?
Where you at?
So, like, I thought it was going to be okay, but then I didn't anticipate any of the lines. So that took a lot longer than I'd like.
You should have seen him wandering around the airport, dude, when I walked up. He's like,
I lost a little boy.
So when we were already on the other side of TSA, and I literally turned to Dan, and I was like, I should have waited for Chewy. What? He's never been on a plane before, and I'm just expecting him to know what to
do. And the airport is very confusing, right? There's a lot
very confusing.
Go here, go there. How do you get on? What you doing? You got to pass through security. Like, okay, now you get in the plane, and you take off. What are you feeling?
Oh, man. Like, seeing the Earth get smaller and smaller was definitely something that, like, kind of made me, like, feel a little bit anxious. But
Okay.
For the most part, it was smooth flying.
We did have a little turbulence.
There was a little turbulence, and the landing was a little bit rough. But otherwise, though, it was pretty good.
I want to give people some insight to Chewy's personality. Chewy, tell everybody what you did on the airplane.
Oh, I built a Lego set.
My dog. A Star Wars Lego set. I looked over, and I was like, this fool is playing with Legos.
Did you lose any pieces?
I almost did. I caught it, luckily, just in time. But no, yeah, I had a little army built with me.
How is this fool going to play with Legos on the plane? But you made it happen, Crust. You made it happen. Well, we are excited to have de-virginized you. Welcome to the Mile High Club, but welcome to the club anyway.
Let's just explain. We put him on an airplane first. That's the only thing.
Yeah, there's no other. That was it.
Yeah. If anybody de-virginized him, it's TSA.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we got to start by shouting out the Air Force, everybody. Yo, it's National Air Force Day. Salute. And we also got National First Love Day. Oh.
Okay. All right. You know, first love just reminds me of first heartbreaks.
Oh, man.
Everybody's got to go through it. That's the only way you learn how to really be in love.
First girlfriend was cool for like 2 months, and after that, you're right. It's a lot. All right, but you know what is not too much? Cheeseburgers. It's National Cheeseburger Day, everybody.
Yay! I don't know how you went from love to cheeseburger.
I love cheeseburgers. I love cheeseburgers more than I love my first girlfriend.
They're more loyal, dog.
That's for sure.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can have a psychic reading on the radio right now because it's time for What's Your Sign? Welcome, dear Monty.
What's up? Woo! Thank you.
Hey, so before you give us our spiritual forecast, we have a pretty intense caller who needs a reading. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with that. Please begin with your sign.
Okay, I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, now what's your first name?
My name is Chloe.
Okay, Chloe, go ahead and ask Sirmati your question.
I just want to know if my son's death was an accident.
That was a lot. Yeah. So what about that kind of question?
To be honest with you, this is the one type of question that always breaks my own heart. I have to tell her there is something more to this, and I feel that there is a lot of truth that is being hidden. There is a lot of angelic support around her, specifically for her. There's two angels that are working behind the scenes to help something come to light. She needs to let time pass, and things will unfold as they need to. Patience is going to be required on her end, but things will surface.
So stay on it, Chloe. Yeah. Stay on it. Okay, and what about our spiritual forecast? What is it looking like for all of us as a collective?
So it's been very intense. And the good thing is that Mercury's out of retrograde now. Thank goodness.
Yes.
That's the silver lining. And so we can start thinking more clearly now, which is important because we're going to be dealing with the eclipses now.
Which
are coming up. We're less than a month away from our solar eclipse, which is happening in October. Eclipse energy is very intense because we actually start feeling it about 30 days prior. Now, one thing that Spirit is wanting me to talk about is the attachments that we as human beings hold on to. We get so engulfed in our own attachments, those things that we carry with us, and they drag us down. They deplete us of our energy. So eclipse season is all about releasing those heavy, heavy things that weigh us down. Because essentially, our soul is meant here to elevate, to learn. And if we're always kind of addicted to our struggle, then how will we ever learn to elevate?
Elevate is such a powerful word, because in order to elevate, anything heavy weighing you down won't allow it. If you don't know what it means, Google it right now.
Yeah. You can't, and you can't elevate if you're throwing a pity party for yourself either, bro.
You
got to move on, dog. You got to keep pushing.
That's facts. And eclipse season is coming in kind of like to shake things up so that we can get unstuck from whatever we've been addicted to, whatever we've been attached to, whatever doesn't serve us.
Let it go. I love it, Monty. Thank you so much. If you'd like a psychic reading right now with Sir Monty, call us. The phone lines are open, 877-730-DCS1, just like Chloe did. Or you can follow Monty on Instagram and set up a more personal reading at Illis Divinity. Thank you so much, Marty. We love you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Last night, I did something in bed that made me so happy. Don't worry, we're a family show. Let me tell you about it right now, okay? Welcome to your Tuesday, the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I reached down to grab the velvet blanket that we keep at the foot of the bed because it's getting a little chilly.
Oh.
And that feeling made me so happy. Just something simple like that where
you're happy that summer's gone.
Well, it's not gone. But it's cold enough now that I need a little blankie. It's cold enough now that I need to take a warm shower. Those are the little things that make me happy, you know?
The global world shifting, it's...
I'm not here for climate change, sir. I'm saying
that's a little thing that Mother Nature does for me that I love.
You know what's a little thing that I love?
What's that?
What, Automatic?
I love when Dana's quiet when I'm driving.
Ha,
when she's not being a backseat driver. I mean, it takes my stress levels from like way up here to way down here.
Poor you. You're hardly ever happy.
Nothing gets me more excited than exact change.
Oh, Anthony, that's
And I know that feels like a little like, you guys are like, ew, you pay with cash?
Can you explain this?
Yeah, because people don't even pay with cash anymore. But like when I have cash on me after a hard night at work, I'll come to
when you get done stripping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're going to reveal that? I didn't think we were going to reveal that today, but there
we go. Notice he said change. That's all he gets paid.
Yeah. They don't even make it rain on me. They just make it hail. They just like throw quarters at me. But whenever I could go to the local Herbalife spot and the lady's like, yo, it's $6.35 and I give her my money, it's $6.35 exactly. That's cool.
Good.
I get the change out of my pocket and I give it to her. And
I'm sure she's happy because if you've noticed lately nowadays, people can't count back change.
Oh,
like, oh my God. Because nobody carries cash except Anthony.
Oh, you know, also on that note, what else makes me happy too is whenever I go somewhere and they don't have an automatic tip situation.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm at a gift store the other day and the lady turns around the screen and the screen says, how much you want to tip? I bought Pepto Bismol. This is the same as the convenience store. I'm not giving you anything else.
What little things make you happy? Hit us up on our social media at Dana Cortez, at DJ Automatic, at Anthony A. Comedy, National Day Ant.
All right. Hey, matey, it's time to talk like a pirate today.
Shiver me timbers.
I don't know. The one from SpongeBob. Yeah.
Shout out to Hook from Peter Pan,
dude. Captain Hook. Let's
Man,
go.
That movie was sick. All right. And let's go to wrap it up on the 40th anniversary of the emoji.
Oh, my gosh.
Emojis have been around for 40 years?
Yeah, dude. Originally sent in 1982, known as the Emoticon, a man from Pittsburgh University sent it over electronically. And it was a smiley face.
Hey, since it's Hispanic Heritage Month, let me share with you, Colombian immigrant Angela Guzman actually made Apple's emojis.
Oh.
She's the woman who created and drafted the first 500, and she's still involved today.
Damn.
Congratulations, Miss Guzman.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're about to drop the three lessons that rich people teach their kids so we can teach our children. And honestly, so we could practice them ourselves. But I'm going to tell you right now, after going through this, it's going to be hard. Because none of us are. Well, I think we practice some of it, but being disciplined enough, I don't know.
Are we only talking financially rich, right?
No, we're not. Anthony, I'm so glad you asked that question.
For me, I look at some people who have all the finances in the world and all the money they could dream of, and then they're hollow in other places. Like, growing up, I had a good friend who tragically lost his father and his stepfather, but like had every video game system, every toy,
everything. In your mind, they were rich.
They were financially
rich. upset,
but you couldn't. He was empty in other places, right? And then it led to like a different thing. It's getting more darker than I anticipated. But my thing is that you could be financially rich and poor in other aspects.
So let me tell you. Let's start then with this particular tip. Here on a Dana Cortez show, I want you to turn your radio because it's not the money that makes you happy. It's the freedom that wealth offers you to choose your own path. And purpose is the ultimate success.
I don't know. Period. There's a couple things I could buy that would make me really, really happy.
Of course they would. But at the end of the day, without purpose, rich, poor, middle class, wherever you see yourself in life, if you have no purpose, you're not happy. Every person needs purpose in their life.
Anthony's friend, he had everything he wanted, but he had no purpose because he didn't have to work
purpose.
For anything.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta have purpose in your life. Number two, choose prosperity over entertainment.
That's a big one.
Okay, so if you spend your life seeking a good time, you'll always struggle your entire life financially. Wealthy people invest in ideas to solve problems. Okay, and the number one thing that rich people teach their children is to read more, watch less. Ooh. Why is that? Because when you watch other people, let's say you're watching your screen, you're watching YouTube, you're watching TV, whatever it is, you are allowing them to tell you what to think. You're not forming your own opinion. Pick one factual article a day, at the minimum, just to start, and pick one book a month. That's going to enlighten you.
It's
going to
do a lot more for you than scrolling through Instagram.
Oh, I know. That's right. But Instagram's fun. I'm not saying you have to quit that, but you have to add these things into your life if you really want to teach your kids so that, you know, we all want our children to have a better life than we do.
You got
to
make sure that you're not scrolling through a timeline and missing your life just because you're watching somebody else's pass by.
Amen.
You
did. Amen.
And 99.9% of the time, it's all a front. The amount of people faking it on Instagram is alarming.
Let me run these down again real quick. These are the three lessons rich people teach their kids. Number three, it's not the money that makes you happy. It's the freedom that wealth offers you. Purpose is the ultimate success. Number two, choose prosperity over entertainment. I know you really want to go to that show or whatever. Ladies, you want that expensive designer bag. Don't buy it.
Save.
Wealthy people invest in ideas to solve problems. And finally, read more to develop your own opinions. Watch others tell you what to think less. Get yourself a factual article, pick one a day, and pick one book a month.
Read things objectively. Read it, process it, make sure it's true. And then develop your own thoughts.
And don't be afraid to reuse your towels once a week.
We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.